Welcome to Mixed Noise, episode 81. Today's January 13th, 2015. I'm Marcus.
I'm Jesse.
And Jesse, did you notice something this week?
Did you hear?
God is real.
God is real. Look at God.
God is not dead. Like that movie that came out like last year. Now I know what they're talking about, Jesse. I know. I feel it. Or, wait, Allah's real? Something's real. There's something out there. Mm-hmm. Something greater than us, Jesse. I believe now. I am a true believer.
What an awesome weekend for me. What an awesome weekend for me. The Ravens lost, the Broncos lost, and lo and behold, the Cowboys lost.
You still salty about the Ravens?
Oh, hell yeah. We should have been there.
Should you have, though?
We should have been there. We should have been playing against the Broncos and making Peyton Manning look old. We should have been that team.
Should you have, though?
9 times out of 10, like, we played that team 10 times, we win that game 7 times.
But didn't the Colts beat the Broncos?
Exactly. If we would have won that game, we would play the Broncos, and we would have been the team to make the Broncos look old.
Oh, really? You would have played the Broncos? That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Either way, who do the Colts play next week?
Patriots.
Go Patriots.
Man, look, Cowboys.
Yeah. What's up?
Payback's a bitch, right? You should have seen my timeline feed last week against the Lions when they were, saying that a penalty can't cost the game, blah, blah, blah. It's the game. It's a football game. You got to go with it, blah, blah, blah. And, they were right. And that penalty did not cost the Lions the game. The same way that this catch, it was a catch. But you know what? That's how the game's played. And you lost.
Yeah.
It was a catch, though, Marcus.
I was just singing JT just all night long.
It was a catch. But regardless, hey, DeMarcus Murray, he fumbled the ball when he had daylight. He had a touchdown right there. He fumbled the ball. Yep. That's one.
Well, all right, okay, let's go back real quick. It was not a catch.
But it was, though, Marcus. Like, he took three steps.
By the current rules, it's not a catch.
Oh, stop it.
He was completely fine.
Marcus, okay.
That call was true.
Many more steps can Dez Bryant take?
When you fall, do you just stop mid-momentum and just drop to the ground and say, hey, the rules of physics, laws of physics, they don't apply in a football game. I'm just going to fall straight, boom, with momentum. Doesn't matter.
How many steps is that man going to take before he lunges to the touchdown and the ground causes a fumble? Now it's an incomplete pass.
He had no control. Falling.
He had to control the whole way.
It's the fall.
That's dumb. That's a catch.
Miley recorded a song called The Climb. No, this is The Fall. This is the sequel to that song.
That's a catch, Marcus. You're just saying that because you're the Cowboys. That's a catch.
It's not, though. That's
more
how
often
works.
Than not, that's a catch.
That's how it works.
Megatron? Yeah, they're trying to bring that up. That wasn't a catch. This was.
That was more of a catch than this was.
No,
what are
it was
you talking
not.
About?
No, it was not.
What backwards land have you gone into?
He didn't have complete control of the ball. What Dez Bryant did, he caught it, took three steps, switched hands, lunged, and the ground caused the fumble. That was it.
Nope. Had no control, switched hands because he didn't want to lose it even quicker.
What? He had both hands on the ball before he switched. What? God, that's not fair. They lost anyway. Either way, let's say that was, he called it a touchdown. Let's say they gave it to the Cowboys. It would have been, 28-26? Rodgers, all he has to do is get them to the 30-yard line. So, I mean, with 4 minutes left? I mean, come on. I'm not going to sit here and say that's the reason why they lost. No, you're out of your mind. It was funny.
All I'm going to say is the refs were wrong last week and right this week. Alpha and Omega. Also, suck it! Suck it, Cowboys fans! Suck it!
Steelers are the only team left with only 6 Super Bowls. The only team still.
When's your last Super Bowl?
Feels good.
2009 or something like that?
2010.
Oh, 2010?
It's not that long ago.
Really?
It's not that long ago.
Sure?
Yeah. They lost against the Packers.
Dude, I don't remember that.
He lost against the Packers. I remember it fondly. weren't affected. I cried that night.
One year, I don't even remember.
No.
That.
Well, yeah, 2011.
Yeah, I remember that. What happened there? Oh, that's right, the Ravens. But anyways, so football's done. We're done with football. Cowboys are done. I'm done with football.
I'm
want
not done
the Colts
with football.
To lose, but
now we
win,
have a good.
Oh well.
We have a good Final Four here, so I'm interested.
Seattle's gonna win it.
Yeah, I have a problem with that though, because like Seattle, I don't have any problem. I don't hate
Is he
Seattle. You know what
racist
I mean?
or what's going on?
No, it's the fans. I don't like the fans. But then again, I think about it. I'm like, well, they're winning, so of course their fans will be obnoxious. I'd be obnoxious too. So whatever. It's not like the Cowboys being obnoxious for 17 years with nothing to show for it. At least they're winning, So I can't
Build
really
the
judge them
America's
for
team,
that.
man. You guys talk about us all the time because you guys don't shut the
Yeah.
fuck up. That's why we're still talking.
So I can't really hate on the Seahawks fans for gloating, you know what I mean? Because they're winning, so.
How many of them are
But
fans,
it's
though?
they
Like real
exactly they still
fans?
bother me. Like,
People
I
talking.
wish
How
they could
many?
lose, but at the same time, that means like Tom Brady's gonna win, and that's even
Oh,
worse.
but on a side note, I've been an Ohio State fan for all my life.
You're lying.
My whole life.
You're lying.
What do you?
What's their mascot? What is their name?
The Buckeyes.
Look at you. Okay.
Yeah.
Your whole
It's
life, huh?
Exactly who I've been. Ohio, white people. It's what I've always wanted to be, Jesse. Always wanted to be.
I
Also,
don't like
apparently they
Ohio
have a
State either.
McDonald's there that like serves pizza in Ohio.
What?
Right?
I
That's what I'm
don't want
saying. Ohio
McDonald's
is
pizza
everything.
though.
Oh, your vote matters in Ohio. Yep, sure does. Oh, your team matters in Ohio. Yep, sure does.
I don't want McDonald's pizza though.
But do you? Like, aren't you just curious?
No.
Like, oh, maybe I do want it. It's like that thing you go through your whole life, always passing by this place, like, yeah, whatever, whatever. And then you go in and you just stop and breathe the flowers, take a bite, and it's like, oh my God, this is life. This has been what life had to offer me this whole time. And I just, in my
And
hurry
then you
to get
die.
through life, I just ignored it all my life. But
And
then,
then you die.
and it would be
And
okay. You'd be
then you
fulfilled.
die.
You'd be filled. You'd be right
Then
with the
you die.
world. You'd be right with the
You
world.
know it too. You know it. You die from that.
You would
That's how
be
you die.
at peace.
Whatever.
And that's all that matters,
What
Jesse.
the hell? Nah.
All that matters. Oh man. But you know what, Jesse? That 2015 started out pretty great. It's like, oh, football said, yeah, 2014 wasn't really good for you guys. Let's switch gears and boom, right away. It's been pretty sweet. Not for you, but for me, it's been pretty great. TV, on the other hand, has
Not off
a
to a good start.
yeah, I'd say it's decent. I say it's like they're not shitting on me yet. So that's as good of a start as I can ask for TV in fucking January. Like there should be nothing on TV right now. But they say, hey, you know what? We're gonna give you some stuff early. What's one of your go-to shows? New Girl. Yeah, we'll give that to you. And so we get the episode of New Girl Shark. And all
This is
right, let
when
me tell you
Winston
one thing.
graduates from him.
Yeah, Police Academy. Without seeing much of the Police Academy, it was a really weird thing. And that's not even what stood out to me from this episode. It was the hot chick, Jesse.
I know she. I've seen her in a couple indie movies on Netflix.
Is she always this
And she's,
hot?
yeah, she's always that banging.
Oh my God. And
Her
it's just
eyes.
the is it her attitude? Like there's something
No,
about
she's
it.
not. She doesn't act like that all the time.
No?
That's yeah. It's different. She's
She
usually
was
just.
fierce here. Dug it.
It's just her face. It's really sharp. She's a sharp face.
Yeah, well, she made Schmidt a punk.
That's upsetting.
That he was a punk?
Yeah, for a
Why?
councilwoman.
What's wrong with the councilwoman?
You're nothing. I
What have you done?
don't know, not much. What
Are
have
you
you
a
done? I don't know.
councilwoman?
But no, I guess that was the. Which one was more funny to you? The Schmidt being a bitch to council lady, council lady, or Winston graduating from the academy?
See, I'm trying to think, cause like.
And then, because he had the whole Nick and Winston, or Nick and Coach, acting like parents, kind of concerned about them following him everywhere they go, concerned about
Yeah.
the.
Like I think I'd like that. I definitely like that more. I might think like Jess was the funniest part of this episode for me personally. So like out of the two options, yeah, I think Coach and Nick were the best, but overall, it's got to go to Jess 'cause she was killing it this time. And yeah, the Nick and Coach thing had a bit of that let's be cops undertones to it. I was like, "Huh, I wonder where they're going to try and dress up and stuff." Like even a freaking Jess when she came in dressed in Winston's like police outfit, like
Oh, that was
I
funny as
discovered something
hell.
about myself, Jesse, in that moment. I was like, oh my God, police women. Oh no. Yeah.
Funny part was when they went to the support group at the end. Don't you judge him!
Yeah. I was expecting like Winston to be a part of that, or Winston the partner to be a part of it. It was just for Nick and Coach. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't want him to grow so fast. Don't you judge him.
Oh man, do you remember Evil Winston for like a
They
week?
mentioned it, and I can't
Yeah,
remember it. Like, it sounds funny though.
yeah. I was like, I want to see Evil Winston. Hopefully, we get to revisit that. I want to ask you if you noticed something though, Jesse.
What?
As far as Winston's cat goes, they didn't mention it by name.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, remember the name of the cat?
Mm-mm.
Ferguson.
Oh, that's funny.
And Winston's a cop. So it's like, oh,
Oh
maybe
yeah.
that's why they did that.
Yeah,
Maybe that's why
maybe.
they only put it as Winston's cat.
You know Zooey Deschanel is pregnant?
I just found out, and I'm completely angry about that
They
because
don't. How do they rate the show?
it's gonna either ruin stuff in the show, and also that baby better be Jake Johnson's. It
Yeah,
better
that's what
be.
I said. Next. But it comes out in the right time because, like, they gotta be almost finished, shooting the season because it ends, like, in May, kind of, I
Right.
think.
Right. So
So.
she should be too early to be showing, so it shouldn't affect
Yeah, that
anything.
gives. And then that gives the whole summer of her being fat. She gives birth to the baby in September.
Yeah, but
And
they
then.
film a lot of stuff. So like the first
Yeah.
half of the season's gonna be like Fat Jess.
It's possible.
See,
I was
that's
thinking that.
I hate that. It always like throws a wrench in things.
Maybe
And
they delay the season. I don't know.
oh, that'd be I would prefer that honestly. Instead of trying to
Yeah.
like ride around it or like hide her a lot and stuff. Because something she's getting good at is like a lot of physical comedy, a lot of like pratfalling and like doing some weird stuff. And she's not gonna be doing that while she's pregnant. Yeah.
Oh well.
So, I mean, we'll see where that goes. Yeah, I'm hoping they don't make her pregnant in the show, like
Me
without
neither,
any
'cause
sort of
they
good
don't need a
cause.
baby. They don't
Yeah,
need a baby
we
in this.
don't need a baby on the show. Oh,
Make
man.
everything worse. Look at Jim and Pam when they got babies. Shit, when they even got married.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it happened before that. Like, it was when they were in a steady relationship when it was like, okay, I'm done with them. You guys suck now. Yeah, 'cause, I mean, their wedding was a great episode. Like, I really
Yeah, it
loved that
was.
episode.
Because they played your song forever.
Yeah, forever they played it. And yeah, but, and then after that, I was like, oh, I guess we'll have a baby now. Yeah, I guess so. And we almost got divorced, but we didn't. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. As of right now, Jess is still with British guy who. Was British guy in this episode for like 5 minutes?
Yeah, he was doing the little
The American, right?
he was
Like,
playing
impression?
the like Jess's thing, which he had at the council meeting.
Forget
And she kept
about
on calling
it.
him a
Yeah.
handsome man.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And I thought that was okay. It's like we still don't really know much about this dude, but he's fitting in well enough. They introduced someone else too, outside of that partner, I thought. Like they were there for like a second. But either way, oh well. It's a good start to the what do you want to call it? The second half of the season, I guess. It's like it's not even really like a mid-season sort of thing. It's just that second half, the spring season. And I'm glad because last year New Girl was a little shaky, always focusing on Nick and Jess, and here they've toned down relationship stuff a lot to the point of all right. It's a sitcom now, but it's a fun sitcom, and I'm here. I'm here for the ride. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I watched Gotham.
Is it
Gotham
any
came
better?
back.
Is it better?
It was cool. It was a cool little intro to this season again. Introduce because it had its also mid-season finale in December
Yeah.
and then came back. Jim Gordon is at the Arkham Asylum and shit goes down there and
They already have an.
the
Oh, that's right. You've said it before. They have an Arkham
yeah.
Asylum. That's not right, Jesse. This isn't right.
Whatever.
Okay.
I like it.
And what? Do they use any sort of recognizable villain? Or is it another
No.
made-up guy?
Another million guy, but this guy wasn't that bad. I mean, he was actually very interesting. And
What was his name?
I can't remember. I'm trying to look it up right now. But no, it was a pretty good episode. It wasn't cheesy. It wasn't anything like that. And Jim Gordon didn't even get on my nerves that much. It's crazy how Gotham's supposed to be about Jim Gordon, and he's like the least interesting character on this show.
Right? Doesn't everyone love the Penguin instead?
Penguin's awesome, and all the mob shit is awesome, and
And you love Jada Pinkett.
no, I don't love. What's his name? Bullock, he's awesome.
See the guy from the FX series, the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't see
cool.
Harvey Dent in this one, so I don't know if he's gonna be a regular.
No,
Seemed
he's
like he
dead.
was, but
No, they have to dip him in acid first or something. But yeah,
so
okay. Well,
yeah,
I mean, I
Gotham.
guess Jesse's still on board for it. Does it what? Does it have the rest of the season, or are you just there for the show now?
Just for the rest of the season, how the season goes.
Okay, all right. Well,
It's
we'll see.
still on life support for me.
Right.
I
I
haven't
can
pulled the
see that.
plug yet.
I don't know. I feel like you should. I mean, we've mentioned watching The Flash, which yeah, I want to get
Yeah.
on. And I feel like you should probably watch Arrow, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe. I see. I
Agent
don't. What do you
Carter's
want
on
from a?
there.
Let me ask you what you want from a superhero show.
I'd rather have him focus on one villain. Not every villain of the week. No one has really done that, Every time they have a superhero show, they always do like villain of the week. Let's focus on one villain for a season,
Okay. I can say that Arrow does that in season 2 for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember season one, but I know for sure, for certain season two, it was definitely that. I think, I don't know, like, for me, because I never gave Gotham a chance because I heard such tepid things about it. I compare Arrow to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where, like, I liked the people on Arrow, most of the people on Arrow, as opposed to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where it's like, this is boring. I hate everyone here. It feels like it's such a pandering show. Like, you can see right through the writing, and I hate that, where you can see that they're writing it to try to appeal to certain people, as opposed to it feeling like a natural show, where like they're honestly like, oh yeah, like we really like this comic book shit, and like we're showing it to you because it's so cool. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did not feel like that. Again, I've heard it's gotten better in season two and at that end of season one, but after watching 13 episodes of shit, Jesse, like I'm not in any rush to get back into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't be. You know what? The villain in this last episode of
Gotham?
Gotham was actually, no, it was part of the comics. The Electrocutioner. Electrocutioner, yeah.
Oh, is he? Is he? How old are the comics? I've never heard of him.
His first appearance was in 1981.
Okay.
So,
Oh.
yeah, he was in the comics,
Well, that's
so
good.
that's cool. See, they're making a little,
Make some effort.
yeah.
Yeah. N not a big dude, but still, he's still there. Yeah.
No wonder he was kind of like, he felt different, you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of tell, I was
Like
like, oh,
they
he
didn't
seems
pull him
kind
out of their
of
ass.
relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems kind of like with some
It's like
substance
not shit
here.
on
I
him.
don't
It's pretty great.
know. So,
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know. He was like, what he was doing, he was like electrocuting prisoners in the asylum, and then like he had mind control over them, and they would do his dirty work or some shit, and then that's how like there was like uproar in the asylum.
Very, very interesting. So yeah, I guess keep me informed. Is it? See, that's the one thing I don't like about spring. It feels more than fall. It feels much more sporadic, the schedules. And so, is Gotham coming back next week? Or I guess,
Next week, yeah,
yeah,
but it wasn't
was it on
on
yesterday?
this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know next week if they still keep this 2015 streak going. But I think that's pretty much it for TV. I just want to just real quick. Archer came back and it was pretty good. A lot of it was like we got to return shit to status quo. You have a bit of that, and as well as dealing with a bit of the consequences from the season finale from last year. So there really wasn't too much room for, I guess, shenanigans that Archer's really known for, or like cool little like one-off stories. But I laughed again. One of those big barometers of a comedy is did you laugh? And yeah, definitely laughed with this episode of Archer. I'm trying to remember how much I laughed last season. I feel like I'm already laughing more this season, so I think it's already an improvement on Archer Vice. So that was good. I also wanted to talk about what is the other show that you don't watch? No, that's Parks and Rec. That's on tonight. And
Yeah.
oh, that's right. That new HBO show that just came on
Togetherness.
Sunday. Yeah, Togetherness. It's the from the Duplass brothers. And
Yeah.
let me tell you this, Jesse. All right, it's one of those shows where when people write out the lines of the show, it's like, oh, hey, yeah, that's pretty funny. Yet it's so downplayed in the show. It's not like they don't make a point of hanging on whatever punchlines they may have. So it's one of those shows that I'm entertained by, but I'm never really laughing at. I think I laughed like actually like laughed once in the episode. But what set it apart were a few scenes where they really injected some like real emotion into it. And while it's not too relatable now because part of it is like I'm 30, like it's 30s emotion. It's still connectable on some level just because it doesn't feel fake. It doesn't feel like I'm a rich person. How are you gonna connect with me? It's like no, it's still just a normal people problem. They may be in LA or whatever, but it's still like, oh no, this is good. I'm interested to see where it's going. It doesn't just feel like what's the point of the show again? Like why couldn't this just been like a scene in a movie or whatever? So I'm interested in seeing where Togetherness goes. I don't think I'm as enthusiastic about it as other people are, but it's, I mean, it's interesting. And did you ever watch 2 and a Half Men, Jesse?
Well, my dad, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. How much did you watch?
A lot of
Oh,
it.
God. So, do you remember that crazy chick who was all about Charlie Sheen's
Yeah, I
character?
know. She's on there. I saw the trailer, and I like Mark Duplass. I don't really know the other brother, but I know they do a lot of shit together anyway, so if I like Mark Duplass, I might as well like his brother.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, watching the
Just.
trailer just looked like these people were just mad at life, and I'm just
And yet you like Louis.
this is so frustrating.
Louis's mad at life.
I don't know, man. It doesn't give me an hour of him being mad at life. It gives me 30 minutes in little funny
Was this
segments.
an hour-long show?
Yeah, I think that's what it's on HBO, so I don't
Oh
know.
shit, I didn't even realize. Or I mean, HBO does the half hour stuff, or like whatever, 26 minutes, whatever they do, it's their
The
half hours.
only half an hour show they had was
Made a Man, Made
an
in
Entourage.
America. Wasn't that Made movie? I mean, TV
Yeah,
series,
that
like half hour.
How to Make It in
How to
America,
Make
yeah.
It. There you go. Yeah.
But they were also, yeah, I guess it's 30, it is 30 minutes. I don't know. I guess I'll check it
I
out. I thought it was an hour of me going through that shit was
Yeah.
just,
No. A lot of their comedies, I think, are 30 minutes. I think even fucking Girls is like 30 minutes or 20,
I think so
whatever.
too.
But yeah. I mean, I would give it a shot. I'm not like, this isn't me saying, oh, like remember Rick and Morty? Like, no, it's definitely like I'm nowhere near that level of enthusiastic about this show. But it's one of those things. Like, yeah, I'll give it a shot, see where it goes. It didn't really turn me off right away, like other things have, where it's like there's big red flags. And oh, sorry, the other show I wanted to talk about, Empire. I don't know. Have you heard about that? Have you watched that?
No, we're not talking about it, man.
Is it
Stop
because
it.
because of How to Get Away with Murder that you're like not jumping on this at all?
No, it's not even that. It's Terrence Howard and what's her name? I'm not. No, I don't want nothing to do with them.
Okay, well, what's her name? I agree with because she's the one I always wanted to punch when I saw her in commercials for like CBS
You
shows.
never want to punch Terrence Howard?
Not as much as this chick.
What? Every time I see Terrence Howard, I want to punch him in the face. Every
Hustle
time.
and Flow.
Who gave him? That's the only thing. That's the only
Least he
one
has something.
where I'm like, all right, cool. Because he's allowed to say Maine through the whole movie because he's from the South. But in any other shit, he's always going to do it. Maine. Tired of this Maine. Can't stand his ass.
Yeah. All right. Well, just real quick, Empire. It has elements of being a good show, but it's mired down with the same garbage that you see in a lot of these network shows. There's a lot of heavy-handed bullshit. There's, oh, hey, look, one of his sons is gay and he's like super homophobic, and you sort of expect how that would go. It's pretty much what you'd expect, and it's not great. They have little musical
Yeah, I saw that
numbers
scene.
because he's a
I walked in on that scene.
yeah. So you have musical numbers too because he's a music producer, and like it's super generic all around. I still think the rapper, just because I don't like rap, I feel like the rapper's like, yeah, he could fit in with today's rap. Like it actually really worked, but
No,
it was
not
still
even.
bad.
Not even. No, God, no. It's so. TV should just stop trying to do hip hop
They should
esque
do music
shows. You
too,
know what I mean?
because the
Like,
dude was doing R&B and it was
stop
still like
it.
generic as shit.
So generic and so like you guys don't even
Oh, that shit's
know
hot. Like that's
whatever,
hopping,
man.
pop. Like right away, like 2 seconds into it. Oh man, it's so hot. It's like nothing's happened in this song yet. How could you say that?
I wish they would stop doing it.
Oh man. So yeah,
Music period, because they do that shit with rock too every once in a
yeah.
while. I remember in Parenthood they did that and it's just so frustrating. Just stop it, man.
It has elements of a good show,
So
Jesse, but yeah, there's just too much not great
cliche.
about it. It's definitely on the back burner, but I don't know. It's not as stupid as How to Get Away with Murder, or it's not as egregious with its like, look how edgy we
Maybe it's because
are.
I'm a fan of hip hop. Maybe it's I'm a fan of hip hop, and when I see those scenes, it makes me cringe, and I'm just like, I can't
But
do
it's
it.
like, I don't think they try to purport it as being real hip hop. It feels very much it's like this is radio hip hop. Like this is the garbage you would hear.
Yeah, I know that, but it's just I'm not looking for the next Nas on this show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, just so generic, man. Like, ugh,
Yeah.
stop it.
So yeah, that's one thing I'm definitely gonna look out for. Like, hopefully they tone that stuff back because it's not good. It's like it doesn't go that Glee level of like let's get the audience involved sort of thing. Like let's play on their emotions. And it's there's still too much of it to just be a little footnote in the show. It's like there's some attention being drawn to this. Do they think it's good? Because it's not. Yeah.
I want no part of this. I want no parts of this. I can't believe we're talking
People are
about
raving about it, man. It's getting some good buzz.
it. Because they're hate watching
They're
it.
not though. Like people like it.
They're hate watching it. All my timeline when that show came out was just hate watch, hate watch, hate watch. I was like, God damn, I don't want to watch that show.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But
So let's I mean
I'm
that's
going to
pretty much
movies.
TV, I think, right? Oh, no, wait. I don't know if you want to talk about this now or a little later. Do you want Golden Globes?
Golden
Yeah.
Globes. Oh yeah. They scored with my, I guess I was like, oh yeah, that's dope. They gave Fargo over
True Detective,
True
and I kind of buy
Detective.
by that.
Yeah. And I was like, all
Do you
right,
think
that's
it really
cool.
deserved it
But
though?
they kind of lost credibility when they started,
Do you think it
what?
deserved it though?
Yeah. In my rating, I put Fargo over True
Huh,
Detective.
okay. All right.
And when we decided, like, because I told you, like, which one was better, Fargo or True Detective, we were waiting for Fargo to end. I ended up with Fargo being better.
Okay. Well, I mean, everyone has the right to be wrong sometimes, I guess.
No, that one was better. But then it lost credibility,
Which
like
one?
with with the best actor, with they give it to Stephen Hawking guy.
What? What are we? T are we
Best,
talking
I
about in the
guess.
movie?
Yeah, best movie that I don't agree with that. They give it to.
Oh yeah, 'cause it should have been fucking Jake Gyllenhaal, right? Like
Yeah, should
out
have
of
been
those
him.
dudes easily.
I don't even have to see. I don't even have to see
Foxcatcher
the
is perfect.
Stephen Hawking movie. I already see what's going on there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then in TV, they gave the best drama to The Affair over Game of Thrones, which is nonsense. I don't know. And then the rest of that list is kind of like,
A lot of it
really?
was nonsense. So yeah, so I mean let's tackle first best, you know, TV series drama. Out of the ones listed there, like the three that we watch are The Affair, Game of Thrones, and House of Cards. And
Yeah.
I know, yeah, I didn't rate Game of Thrones as high on my list as you did, but out of those three, Game of Thrones hands down.
Yeah, it's no
Yeah.
contest. But they give it to The Affair, which, and I like The Affair, don't get me wrong, but
Yeah,
it was
but
just,
let's be real.
okay.
Yeah. Stop fucking around.
Kevin Spacey got Best Actor, and yeah, I mean, he carried season two, but that's just because they made it all. Like, they weren't trying to focus on anyone else but Kevin Spacey
See, that's the
there.
thing. Like, I looked
And
at the nominees, and like, I mean,
yeah.
yeah, I guess he wins over Dominic West, but like James
Or James
Spader, yeah,
Spader.
he wins over that too. Because like James Spader makes a show about
I
him,
heard
he
Clive Owen's
carries
pretty
it, but
dope.
it's not award winning.
I heard Clive Owen's pretty dope as
I
a Nick. We
never,
should watch
yeah,
that.
I haven't even heard about that show. I will check that out. What you saw Ray Donovan season one, didn't you?
Yeah, it's
You
pretty
think
good.
it's a best award winning good though, or actor?
He's trying to channel his Tony Soprano in there, but I'm like, nah.
Not happening. So let.
That's the problem with him.
So let me ask you this. So should Hannibal have one of the Hannibal actors have won there?
Yeah, Hannibal should have got nominated.
Would it be Hannibal or would it be
Yeah.
Will in that category though?
I would pick Will.
Will. And I think I don't know, for me, I think Will wins over Kevin Spacey in this time around.
And then in comedy, like
Transparent.
their little comedy
It's on Amazon Prime. You should probably watch it, Jesse.
I know.
Probably watch it. And that was the thing too. It
Oh.
was like between. All right, so the two I've seen, like I've seen Transparent, like the pilot, but like the two I've seen are Orange is the New Black and Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley wins easily.
I don't know. They just. The Golden Globes to me is just like a big old party where all the actors smoke or sniff cocaine
Well, yeah, because
and present
like they don't
awards. That's
matter,
it.
right? Like let's be real. At its
Yeah.
core,
It's a
it doesn't
party.
matter. It doesn't
It's really
fucking
just a
matter.
big old party. It's funny.
But all right, let me talk about the one category that got me just mad. I was just like, what the fuck is happening here? Best actor in a miniseries or TV movie. Billy Bob, for real, over Matthew McConaughey in True Detective. Are we Jesse?
That's a close one.
Jesse! Jesse!
That's a close
I would
one.
give it to
Yeah.
Martin Freeman before I would give it to Billy Bob.
I thought Billy Bob was awesome in Fargo.
He didn't do anything. He was a cool character, but he didn't do anything.
He's kind of scary
And then you
near the
compare
end.
that to Matthew McConaughey?
He's kind of scary in the end.
Yeah, again, that's credit to the show, not to the actor.
Kind of the actor. The character has to portray that,
Yeah, he
you
has to
know?
portray it, but when you have the whole mood, the camera, the fucking sound design all backing that up, as opposed to McConaughey having to express emotions all the time, and Freeman having to play this goofy role who like sort of slowly turns into such a big shithead, yet still masking it with that like he's inept at everything. Like it's just it's Billy Bob had the easier role out of those three. And yeah, I mean I could see him beating Harrelson. Yeah, okay, sure, easily. And I haven't seen The Normal Heart. I don't is that the HBO show thing, miniseries?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably need to check that out.
Yeah.
I just
I think I'm not mad at
I'm
it.
so mad.
I would have been.
Oh, and best supporting actor. Where the fuck? The fuck, Jesse? Is Tyrion? Where is he?
Again, it's the Golden
Where
Globes.
is
Like,
he?
Tyrion
I let Jesse win over him for that, but like Jesse's not like he's not in this. He can't be in this. So, oh, but Tyrion can. Okay, where is he should be here, right here. What's this bullshit? Colin Hanks? What is this?
Colin Hanks was pretty good in that movie, in the show,
No,
though.
though.
I liked him. I told you.
No.
You could have taken away Alan Cumming me.
I hear.
John Boyd. No, John Boyd needs to go. As many times, like, if everyone wants what I want to catch that last season of Ray Donovan, it wasn't. I don't know. John Boyd has to go. Golden Globes is not good, man. Like, it's only about the Emmys and the Oscars that really have
Well,
substance to it, you know? Like,
the one thing that this like award show
thing
like does it is it builds up hype and
gives power.
yeah.
Yeah, that's because when Michael or not Michael, Kevin Spacey won, everyone started talking about how great
House of Cards.
House of Cards is, and I was like, did we watch the same season?
Yeah, I read that too. Like, and I also read in the same like the same breath that people were like, oh yeah, it was really good. And can you believe Sons of Anarchy got robbed by not even being recognized? And I was like, hold up. I don't know who you are, but like I already hate you. I don't know who you are. This is bullshit. Jesse, some of these people out here, they don't know. Another one, best original score. Interstellar.
I'm glad John Legend and Common got up there, but Common for Glory for Selma. But Common didn't let John Legend talk, and that was frustrating.
The prick. So let's move into a little bit of the movies real quick.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Golden Globes go, Best Supporting Actress, they gave it to Patricia Arquette. I haven't seen any of the other movies yet, so I can't say. I don't think Patricia Arquette was great in this movie, but again, I was tepid on the movie as a whole. So, you know, whatever. That one's whatever for
Amy
me.
Amy Adams won Best Actress for Big Eyes, which when I talk about Big Eyes later, I'll get into it.
Okay.
Julianne, everyone's talking about Still Alice, and probably need to see that.
Oh, okay, so yeah, there's a few movies that we definitely need to see. Like I'm looking at this list, I'm like, I don't recognize that movie and that movie. I'm not gonna watch Inherent Vice. I'm saying that right now.
Am.
It looks like shit. It looks like garbage. I don't want to watch it.
I'm gonna watch it. Benicio del Toro and Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. I'm in.
Oh, do you remember that other movie with the great star-studded cast? But was that last year? It had
American
Hustle, Christian Bale. Yeah, that's exactly what the fucking Inherent Vice is to me. It looks like the same thing all over again. I was like, nope, not this time, movie. Oh, you got me last year. Not this time. Best animated feature film. It's Big Hero 6. Like, I
have
really like the Lego
How to
movie.
Train Your Dragon 2?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen enough of it. I stopped watching it.
It
sucks shit.
Oh, it
sucks shit.
I love the first one. The first one is awesome.
And it's not like a horrible sequel. Like, I'm trying to think of another bad sequel to a good. Oh, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Oh,
it's not,
man.
It's not like that sort of a sequel, but it's definitely like, eh. It's not that good, not that great. Big Hero 6, while it's predictable, it is fucking cool. It's a pretty good movie. It execution, it's all in the execution. I thought it was great there. It was close between that and Lego Movie for me. But for whatever reason, Big Hero 6 just felt a little more imaginative than a Lego Movie. Lego Movie felt a little more schmaltzy than I wanted it to be at the end of the day. I haven't seen, what is it, Book of Life and Box Trolls? Never heard of those.
I haven't watched those. But let's go ahead and talk about the movies we watched this week so we get prepared for the Oscars coming in February, you know?
Okay.
We both watched American Sniper.
American Sniper.
Bradley Cooper, about the guy who goes to four tours of Iraq. He's a true life, true story. Guy who goes four tours of Iraq, and he's a sniper. That's what he does. He fucks people up with a sniper. He killed 160 people by himself. Confirmed kills.
Confirmed kills.
Not even like...
Him just saying like, yo, I killed this fool.
Yeah.
But we didn't have anyone to see that. No, but I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we can't say it. Yeah. This dude's fucking crazy.
Yeah. How did you feel watching this movie afterwards?
I felt afterwards, because of the ending, I was like sad.
Yeah, I didn't know he died. Like,
I didn't know that either. Like, I was...
Because I saw that he wrote a book, and I was like, oh, he must be alive still.
I'd heard about this amazing sniper dude. I was like, oh, this is great. Like, oh, cool. And then that ending, which almost felt like I saw like the suspicious thing. I was like, this is a weird
what's going on
for this end. And then that little like flash of text. I was like, oh no. And then the funeral procession. So then I just got super sad because it felt like this is an American hero that this motherfucker just killed here.
He spent his whole time justifying the fact that he goes back to Iraq all the time or wherever. The fact that he's like, I had to kill these bad guys before, you know, I'm trying to save you guys. I'm trying to protect you to his wife and everything. It turns out he gets killed by some guy at home.
Nope.
That guy's a suck.
Nope.
I
like the movie. See, the thing is, I felt like the movie's a little one-sided.
Yeah.
As far as it's, like, the picture it paints.
Yeah. That's how it felt after. I mean, it's a good movie. Bradley Cooper acts his ass off in this whole movie. The whole time with him. Like, even the beginning when this first tour, when he's firing at people.
The kid?
He's just like, and the kid, he's just like, he just want to do it. Or just anybody in general. He had a rough time shooting anybody. Every time he shot someone, good lord.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you see where he comes from, and I like that little thing that they did where they almost thrust you immediately into, like, here's the situation, like, this big, like, do you do it, do you not? And right when, he's about to, it's like, boom, now let's go back to, the beginning of his life and, sort of give you an idea of how he is, and, his progression of his life. And I really dug that because it gives you some backstory on this dude. Like, if they just kept going with that initial thing, yeah, there'd be some weight to it, but I feel like knowing the kind of character that the dude had, it really paints a better picture and really makes that scene more emotional. And yeah, you can see it, like you mentioned, Bradley Cooper acting like a motherfucker here. It's like, oh, you can see the weight that decision had on him.
We see PTSD a lot, him almost trying to kill the dog, and
oh yeah,
it's rough, man. But
I almost like, no, you motherfucker, fuck you if you did it. I'm glad he didn't do it. Yeah. But he was so close.
It's a little rough, man. I don't want to be one of those people, because he was in war. It's the same thing. How is he supposed to know that these people are not good or bad? You know what I mean? But 160 people is a lot of people, I guess, for one man.
They never showed him with any questionable kills, though. All of his kills were completely justified.
Right, right. I did. So, I looked up more shit on him, and it turns out that he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I saw little comments about that. He was like, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
And they have one or two in the movie about that, but it didn't feel as much of his broad picture, painted strokes of it. It almost felt like him in the war zone was fuck him. Yeah. But it started to seem more no.
Yeah, but I don't know, man, shit. We sent one dude and he just 160 people.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, I don't, like, for me, snipers are always the most badass motherfuckers out there. I love it. Like Saving Private Ryan in that bell tower or whatever. The coolest shit.
Because they're by themselves. They're so recluse and so they're not obnoxious or anything. They're so deadly.
It's just boom. Yeah. They get the shit done.
And on the flip side, we had the guy who was the sniper dude for
the Olympic dude.
Yeah. That dude was fucking next up too.
He was badass too. Yeah.
Bradley Cooper. I don't want to spoil it. Never mind. But he was really badass.
Oh my god. Jesse, you want to be a sniper. I don't even like guns, but I want to be a sniper.
This movie's borderline almost teetering. Not entirely, though, because of the ending and everything, but it was borderline kind of propaganda.
Justice porn? I mean, not justice porn, but I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm American. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, Clint Eastwood would make this type of movie here.
But he wouldn't, though, because you look at Letters from Iwo Jima.
Ah, you're right. I remember that. And it's weird how this. But that was almost a book. So, I mean, this is a book too. But I don't know, man. Yeah.
Maybe this is because now, as he gets older, he gets crazier and bored. Just oh, fuck everyone else. I'm pro American.
I watched this movie and I kind of thought man, Fox News must love this movie. Yeah.
See, you know, and that's the thing. You know what came to my mind when I was watching this a lot was Generation Kill.
Yeah, me too. And I was trying to think. I was like, man, I want people to watch Generation Kill and watch this movie because then you probably have a bigger idea of what went down. Yeah, crack.
I feel like you have a better idea because Generation Kill has a lot of the drawbacks of it, and there are a few positive things. Well, this is almost all positive, so I feel like they balance each other out pretty well. And, much, much more than, I'm trying to think of any other sort of, I just mentioned Letters from Iwo Jima and Flags of Our Fathers are, the two companion pieces for that. They sort of complement each other like that.
And also, there was points where, people, he had his partner was like, I don't know what we're doing this for. And, man, Chris Kyle was not hearing it. He was like, yeah. Well, we're here to find the bad guys. We're finding evil. What's evil?
Wow. Right, yeah. And and that was one of the things, early on when he was meeting his future wife and stuff, and he was talking to her about, why he joined. And, his whole reasoning there was just, so, so pro-American, I'm protecting this country. That's what I'm doing. And there was no, there's no selfish, ulterior motives that he was displaying. And it's, even from what we read from the movie, it's there were none there. Sure, there were some maybe ingrained personality things that caused him to do something like that. But it was, from his perspective, it was nope, just, it's what he's got to do. He's an American. He's protecting America. What's up?
Yeah. Out of 10, I would probably give this, a light 7.
I'm at a decent 8, just a normal 8. I feel like, let me ask you, what drops it down to 7 for you?
Just the fact that I feel that it is too much building him up to be a legend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just can't gather I've been thinking about it for a while. Just the fact that I don't feel comfortable calling him a legend or having his nickname be the legend for a dude who just killed 160 people in war by himself.
I think he deserves the mantle.
He's bad as hell. He's the baddest sniper out there. But I don't know, man.
Have you killed that many people?
I can't say I did. I can't even say like I would want to kill one person. You know, I don't know. But you know, far a country, so I can't really disrespect him that much. You know, so just.
I don't know. For me, the eights mainly because the movie started to feel a little too. Then this jump like it jumps around to this to this to this. It didn't feel like enough time was spent with certain things past that initial bit.
Right.
It felt so jumpy, and I was like, "Why are we skipping over so many things?" And it's like you get the little episodes of PTSD, or you get the little bits of like he doesn't want to talk about what happened, like when the dude in the auto shop and stuff like. Which, while I thought that was a good scene, this feels very much like that's the point of the scene. That's the only reason the scene's here, and it's only for that. And sure enough, we just skip as soon as we leave this little bit. And so I started to feel like all the scenes were crafted just for those one purposes, and it didn't feel natural. It just felt like here's the little bits of his life that we grabbed in order to show these certain things. And that's sort of what starts to make it feel even more and more painted in a certain direction instead of feeling more real, more honest, truthful.
Word. You
But yeah.
watched.
But
Oh.
I still think it was a good movie,
Yeah, it was
overall at the
good.
end of the day. Yeah,
If
and
I
I
caught
think the
it.
trailers were better. How, like, did you ever see the trailers, like, during the commercials and
Yeah, it
stuff?
looked
Like, when he's on the
awesome.
phone with his wife?
Yeah.
It looked fucking intense! I was like,
Right?
oh my
But that scene
god!
wasn't as intense.
No, because, like, they essentially spliced two scenes together to
Yeah,
do that.
I know.
Like, two conversations together, as well as a bunch of action scenes. So, yeah, it wasn't anywhere near that bad.
What was I gonna tell you? If I watched this movie prior to our list and everything, it wouldn't crack my top five. I still think the Dropout is better.
I can see that. It wouldn't crack my top five either. It may get to number 10 or so on my list. I'd have to check that again. But, I mean, it was definitely up there. It's just one of the better movies of the year, I think, at the end of the day.
Yeah, it was. You watched two other movies, just I guess you go through them, and I wanted to tell you about my two other movies.
Okay, sure. I mentioned it earlier, Big Hero 6. It's just one of those animated movies that, A, really, it's. I mean, I'm sort of a graphics whore these days, but in such a way that, like, graphics nowadays in both video games and movies, they impress the shit out of me. And a lot of times in this movie, felt like, oh my god, they took like San Francisco and Tokyo and they combined it into this one city that's like super believable. It looks like when you ignore the characters in the movie, because the characters are very much like an animated movie character and they have that style to them, a lot of the shit looks so real, and I'm just like, oh. Okay, graphics are getting to a point where, like, I'm worried about myself. I'm gonna start, like, doing some bad shit just because I think it's a video game. And, like, this movie definitely had that going for it. The main thing, because, like, the movie starts off, like, the main dude's name is Hiro, and the first thing I thought was, oh, this is Gundam Wing, Hiro Yui. Like, okay, what's up? And sure enough, like, yeah, this guy, like, he looks a little Asian. Like, I'm not sure. And then, like, yeah, this looks Asian. Like, go to a school where it's like, okay, they're dealing with robots a lot and, like, technology. And, like, okay, we have this, like, weeaboo American person here. Like, okay, here's your token, like, black dude who just happens to be here. It started to remind me of, like, okay, this is the Wu-Tang guy, I guess. And, like, okay, I can sort of see how that's this and that's that. And it all sort of started to, like, okay, this makes sense. This is that. This is anime influenced, and it was good in that. While I can acknowledge all those things, it never felt like, okay, this is just a stereotype, and that's just a stereotype, that's just this, and that's just that influence. It felt a little more natural than all that. And while I did mention that it is very predictable, whatever twist that they were going for, the twist is more in the context of like the actions that the characters were doing is in more than like the actual characters that were doing it. Simply because you would have no way of guessing like this is what happened, what was going on. And when they revealed like what was going on as far as the motivations for certain characters, it's just sort of like, okay, I see where they're going with this. And as soon as you get that revelation, it's like, and now I know how this movie ends. Now I know what the ending is on almost all fronts. And it sort of became really weird. And another thing I want to mention is that the main villain in this movie, he wears a mask that he reminds me of Amon from Legend of Korra. Like, it's the same sort of color style with it. He has this cool little mask and he does a bunch of, like, cool shit. And it's just sort of like, okay, based on when the first season of Korra came out and when this movie came out, I was like, do you guys just watch Korra and decide, like, yeah, we want to make that our villain for this movie too? It was very close, and I have no defense for the villain design on it. But I mean, it was super cool. There's enough imagination in the movie, and there's enough charm. It has one of those things where here's a character who's built to charm the audience, whose innocence and whose, like, playful nature is there mainly for the audience, and more than the Minions from
Yeah.
Despicable Me. To me, those feel like pandering. Those are pandering things, and it's very clear that that's what they're going for, and they really have nothing to contribute beyond, like, we're ripping off the rabbits from Rayman. This character in this movie that plays that same sort of role of, like, hey, look, it's the comic relief, like, sort of outsider, a little bit character, a little off-kilter, and this one definitely has more genuine funny moments as well as heartfelt moments throughout the movie. And it's one of those things where it's like you just sort of ignore the nature of the character, like it's I guess invention of the character, and it's just another one of the team. I mean, I'll say it, it's part of that team of six that's going on. And I mean, at the end of the day, this movie just is a fun romp. It's one of those things where I feel like if a kid watches it, it's good, because there's a bit in there where it's, hey, revenge, not great. I feel like a lot of shows and movies sort of point that out, that, like, you know, you wanted revenge and you're about to get it. How did it feel? Like, did it make you feel better? And at the end of the day, like, you think that's what you want, but it doesn't make you feel better. And I like that this thing sort of pushes that angle of, like, yeah, it doesn't actually help. And when people are trying to push you away from doing that, they're right. Like, they're right to do so. So whatever praise Big Hero 6 has been getting, I feel like it's completely warranted. You know, if you were to put this movie in the year like WALL-E came out, yeah, WALL-E mops the floor with it. But what came out last year? Like, really, what did? Like, did Pixar come out with the movie in 2014? Yeah, it does, though. I'm not gonna lie about that. But okay, so yeah. Let's compare it to, like, Brave. Like, it mops the shit up with Brave. Like, it's not even a thing. I think The Croods came out in 2014, or it might have been 2013. I don't even know at this point. But, like, it's a step above other animated movies at this point in time. Like, even like we mentioned in Golden Globes, it beats How to Train Your Dragon 2 easily, and maybe How to Train Your Dragon 2 suffered from a little bit of you know, sequel fatigue, even though it's the first sequel, but just, like, we don't have any ideas for it, but, like, they wanted us to make it. This one felt fresh with ideas, even if the ideas are a little familiar to the audience. But yeah, so let's go to one of the movies you watched.
Watched Big Eyes. It's that, just to pull it up real quick. It's with Amy Adams and
Julianne Moore.
No. It's with Amy Adams and Christoph Walken. It's,
Wait, Christoph Waltz?
Christoph Waltz.
Okay.
And it's about Margaret Keane. And I don't know if you've ever seen those pictures with the little children with the big old eyes, sad-looking eyes and stuff, right? It's about her story. You know, how did that painting, those paintings got famous and everything to that.
Is she the artist?
Yeah, she's an artist. And what happens is, like, she meets this guy, Walter Keane, and Walter Keane helps her painting becomes famous, but up to, like, it comes to, I guess, what's the word? There's a consequence of it, I guess, because she meets this guy, helps her paintings become famous, but he's taking credit for it. So it's her dealing with that. And the acting, Amy Adams got a Golden Globe for it, but I looked at the awards, like, the nominations, and I got to the point where I'm not a big fan of Amy Adams anymore. She's kind of boring. She's really boring in this movie.
She's no Isla Fisher, I'll tell you that.
I take Isla Fisher over Amy Adams any day.
Easily, yeah. Every day.
Christoph Waltz is, again, a villain in this movie, so.
Aw, I want to root for him and, like, not feel bad about
Django,
it.
Django is pretty good. He's a good guy. That's true.
Sort of, yeah.
No, he was.
He was like, eccentric. Like, I didn't know enough about him.
He's a good guy. At the end, he was a good guy. It's not one of my favorite roles. Like, it's like kind of like what he did with Green Hornet, you know? He just does not need to make another movie if it's not with Quentin Tarantino, put it that way.
Christoph Waltz is in Green Hornet?
Yeah, with Seth Rogen. He's a villain.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I watched it before I saw, what's the Inglourious Basterds.
He did this other movie with Reese Witherspoon, the elephant or whatever. Water for Elephants. He's an interesting actor, I mean, but he jumps off your screen, but the movie has to be good as well, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't make the movie better.
Right.
But
he enhances the movie when he's there, but if it's not good already, it's...
Yeah. But the movie overall, Big Eyes, was pretty interesting. If you know about these paintings and everything, it gives you a background on what happened. Amy Adams acting with an accent was kind of cool.
Which accent?
Country, like, kind of southern.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I got for Big Eyes. Out of 10, I'd probably give it like a 6. Liked it. But another movie I watched.
Would you recommend anyone watch it, though? Huh? Would you recommend somebody watch it? Or
no, not really.
You're just glad you watched it.
Tim Burton directed it too, and everyone was saying, "Oh, this is a movie that's like directed by Tim Burton, but it doesn't look like Tim Burton." This movie looks like Tim Burton.
Oh
All these
man.
colors and everything is a Tim Burton movie. The only thing
Well,
that's
do they still have like gothic bullshit
no, the
though?
only thing that's different is the characters. They're not really eccentric.
And his now like ex-wife isn't in there.
That's the only thing. But other than that,
Maybe that's why she broke up with him, 'cause like you didn't put me in your last movie. This is bullshit.
other than that, this movie was like it had all the colors that a Tim Burton movie has, bright everything. So, and also like the way he directs, like his camera angles and everything, is a Tim Burton film. Don't try to trick me again. Then another movie I watched was a rom-com, and this one is not really nominated for anything. It was just something that I watched because girlfriend wanted to watch it, and I had to watch it in order to watch American Sniper.
Really? Your girlfriend didn't want to watch
No, she
American
hates war
Sniper?
movies. She cried with The Lone Survivor.
It was a little sad.
Yeah, she hates war
Did
movies.
she watch Band of Brothers
She does
slash
not want to watch all. She
what?
just wants no parts.
Oh, Jesse, you gotta you Band of Brothers, you at least have to get her to watch.
No.
I don't care what you gotta what you gotta watch some like Once Upon a Time or bullshit, like just do it.
But this movie called Two Night Stand, it feature is with Miles Teller, and
You and Miles
he's
Teller,
dope,
man.
man. Like, I
And
enjoy watching him. He's a likable guy. Scott,
Tom
Tim,
Hardy.
yeah. Kid Cudi's in it too, like a little brief thing. He's a character in the, he's not like Kid Cudi playing Kid Cudi. He's a character in the movie, but he's not really an important character. And it's a movie like it focuses on one night, particular night. Like this girl, she's like she got dumped, right?
Or.
She Her fiance broke up with her and everything. She's having a rough time. Her friend gives her to get on a dating site and look for a hookup. And she does. She finds Miles Teller and she hooks up with him. And then she gets snowed in to his apartment when she's trying to sneak out. So she can't. And so they spend the whole day just trying to, to know each other. And, they have sex again and all that. They pretty much fall for each other in this one night, right?
Isn't that the stuff you like?
Yeah, it's just, but it doesn't. There's another movie on
It doesn't feel as
Netflix.
natural here.
Yeah, it did, and the girl in the movie bothered me. She's not really makes weird faces.
Hot.
But there's another movie on Netflix. I forgot what it's called. In between, it's with the chick who we just saw from,
The Harry Potter movie?
who we just saw from the what's gonna call it? New Girl, the hot council chick.
Oh yeah,
She's in this
okay.
movie on Netflix that's kind of the same thing where it has everything happens in one night and they just spend the whole night together just learning about each other. That one has more depth and more emotion than this one. There's not a lot of soul-seeking interactions here. You don't
Yeah.
learn a lot from these people other than the girl got cheated.
Maybe they're just worse people though. Like that's the thing. They're just more shallow.
Turns out that Miles Teller has a girlfriend and she finds out by looking through his
Oh.
drawer
Oh
and there's a
shit.
bunch of pictures
Wait,
and
she
stuff.
finds out before or after they fuck off,
Yeah, this
they
is
like fuck
after.
again.
After she starts falling
Ah.
for the guy and everything, right?
Oh man.
So it's that, and then it's Miles Teller has to get her back. He's like, "No, we're breaking up though," because I guess he found a note from in her in the trash from some guy talking about his girlfriend, like some night whatever they had. Like I guess she was cheating on him essentially,
Oh,
so he
okay.
was trying to pay her back, and that's why he got on the dating website looking for girls to hook up, and he was trying to make it to a point where
Why
she
didn't he text
noticed.
her and say we're
I
done?
don't know. He just wanted to be spiteful,
I see.
but yeah, it's all right. Out of 10,
Yeah, I don't know if I want to
Nah,
watch
it's not good. The other one with
that.
Harry Potter guy, that one was better. But
Yeah? Okay.
I've been watching a lot of like rom-coms, really. It's just, but I'm trying to find that one that you should watch. It's like Between Stations, something like that. Yeah, Stuck Between Stations. It's only like 1 hour and 20. It's made in like 2011. Set in Canada. Josh Hartnett is in there briefly.
Wait, Josh Hartnett, is he the like the budget Timothy Oliphant?
He's like. Josh Hartnett would have been popping if, what am I saying? Ryan Gosling wasn't popping. If Ryan Gosling wasn't around, Josh Hartnett would be in those roles. If Channing Tatum wasn't around, Josh Hartnett would be up in that. If he's just he got stuck, lost behind. He like, and he couldn't make it through. So,
Right.
but yeah, he's in this movie and it's actually pretty good. I'll give you a synopsis. A soldier on leave bumps into a childhood friend at a party. They set off on a night crawl that sends them through their own bittersweet past. Pretty
Okay,
enjoyable.
and this isn't one of those Nicholas Sparks movies,
Nah,
is it?
it's good. It's a very good ending too. Love the ending. Got me on my edge of the seat. Other
What?
movies that are similar to like one night things. The Between Midnight stuff. I don't know if you
After Midnight, Before Midnight.
Have you watched that yet? That you stuff. Should.
No, I haven't. I know. That's the one that's like at the top of my list because that's the one that's highest rated and that you talk the most like lovingly about.
Oh man, that ending is crazy. The director, he directed Boyhood, which that's why I'm like, I can't believe that movie has no something. Like, I can't believe that movie doesn't have any oomph to it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand because those Before series, that Before trilogy was fantastic. You're watching these people talk the whole movie and you're interested the whole time. So.
Hmm. And then you said trilogy, so it's three movies?
Yeah, it's Before Sunrise when they meet, 10 years later is right. Before Sunset, and then 10 years later is Before Midnight.
Wait, it's supposed to take place over like 30 years?
Yeah. I mean he doesn't do the same way he did Boyhood, but it's just like
it's Linklater still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alright. Yeah, I'll check it out. I will check it out. So like him and like what's that fool's name from Training Day?
Ethan Hawke.
Like they're just fucking on the down low or something.
I guess
or?
So. I guess he really likes him as a director because he did those three movies with him in Boyhood. I think he did Boyhood in the middle of all that.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, you sort of have to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I think
he appreciates him. So.
Yeah. Okay. My last movie that I watched was the finale of the Hobbit trilogy. And, dude, it was super cool. Like, a lot of the cool, like, finally we got to see the Battle of the Five Armies, which, I mean, guess the name of the movie, so you'd hope. Definitely not what I thought it was in my head. Some parts were better. Other parts were like, this is really, like, not much of a battle. Other parts were just like, is this Minas Tirith again? Like, you're doing the Return of the King battle again? What's going on here? But, I mean, there's a lot of cool parts to it. Of course, Martin Freeman's amazing as Bilbo, as always. Like, I think he's, throughout all of these movies, he's been, like, the shining example of, like, yo, he came in, did his shit, and got out. Like, he knew what was up. Legolas is here for whatever reason still. It's really weird. And it gets really, really ridiculous. Like, really ridiculous. To the point where, like, I don't know, man. I defended these movies for a while. But the first one was like, oh, it's whatever. It's like The Hobbit. Like, I read that as a kid, and it makes sense that it's sort of like a kid. Like, yeah, this one's fine, I guess. Yeah, there's some bad parts, but, like, it's okay overall. Second one was like, it ends, like, really cool. It has some cool stuff there, and, like, it's not too bad there. I can overlook some of the weird CG effects that they had going on here. But, like, this one, more than the other two before it, they have so many scenes where it's like, this just looks so fake. And it just looked bad. And that's the thing. Like, it makes me love Lord of the Rings, like, that much more. Like, where I want to go out, get the extended editions, and just, like, watch through all of those and just pretend like The Hobbit never happened. Because I feel like if you watch the first two, watch this one too. Like, you might as well at this point. It's definitely not as long. I was surprised. It's not a 3-hour movie. I think it's closer to two. And I was so grateful for that because I remember it was like 20 minutes into the movie. I was like, okay, like, I can see where it's going from here, but how is it going to fill out 3 hours? Because they get through how the second movie ends. Like, they overcome that pretty quickly. So it's like, okay, what's the rest of this movie going to be like? And they fill it out well enough. Of course, there's a lot of padding, as you'd expect, but it's not nearly as... I feel like the second one was the biggest cock tease as far as the movie goes. Because the first one had a lot of setting up and like, oh, we're doing this, this, and this. And I feel like that initial plan to have The Hobbit be two movies would have been the ideal thing to do. Two, like, 2.5-hour movies have probably been the sweet spot for this series. But it's definitely not a contender for best movie of 2014, like, at all.
I gave up on The Hobbit after the first one. I was done. I saw that at midnight and made me mad. Fell asleep. I never fell asleep in any of the Lord of the Rings movies, so I don't know how you messed this up.
Which Hobbit movie? Like, this
the first
recent one?
I just gave up. Like, I was done. I didn't want to watch any other
ones. You didn't even watch two or three?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's what? Okay, let me ask you, what, like, threw you off so bad about the first one?
The freaking 45-minute dinner scene where they're singing and dancing and it lasted forever. Fell asleep, woke up, they're still eating dinner, Marcus.
I think that was like 20 minutes long.
Oh my god, I was so mad.
It was only 20 minutes long.
I don't remember. It felt long. They were still eating dinner.
It's because they had, like, side conversations, and you know, the Hobbits, they're like, what about second breakfast? Like, it's the same shit. They were eating, like, their dinner.
It was so frustrating. And it's just... The orcs... My friend brought up a good point.
The CG orcs, yes.
Yeah. about that. Like, it just felt, it didn't feel like
It
the
felt
real
fake.
rings.
It felt so fake.
Yeah.
That's yeah, the CG, it's weird. It's so weird how, like, I mean, some CG was good in this movie, like, don't get me wrong, or in the series,
They
but
give that
like
dude too much
others.
money.
And it's weird, like, but like you look at, you look at the original trilogy, and it looked great. Like, yeah, you have the Legolas on the Olyphant scene that looked a little too fake, but for the most part, it looked great. And it, I mean, it, and then you follows that up with his special effects like team working on District 9, and that looks amazing. And so it's like, okay, what the fuck happened, dude? Like, what did what? How did you screw this up so badly?
I don't know.
I don't know,
I don't know if
Jesse.
they're gonna give him another job.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But yeah, so I think that's it for movies.
Do you wanna?
Before we move into music, which is going to be a very short little section, I listened to a podcast recently,
Oh yeah,
Jesse.
Cereal.
Yeah,
I told you
listen
about
to
that.
Serial.
What'd you feel
Yeah,
about
you
it?
told me about it. I saw it like on iTunes. Like everyone's listening to it. So I was like, well, fuck. I guess. I was trying to listen to it before the end of the year. I didn't make it then, but I did listen to it pretty much over my break. And I really enjoyed it. Like I felt like they it was a very strong hook that initial episode, which again was sort of a supersized little bit of an episode, and it gives you a really good idea of like, all right, this and this are the premise of the show, and now let's explore each of these like little bits. Like, okay, there's the case against him. Like, here's the thing in court. Like, here's the lawyer stuff. Here's like the opposing stories. Here's the witnesses. Like, each episode gives you a little bit of all those little pieces, and I feel like they address most everything like pretty thoroughly. And just to give you a really good idea of what was going on, and I mean, I will say, I don't think he did it.
Me neither. I think the case
I think he.
sucked, and I think what Serial managed to do was show you how our system could be fucked up a couple times, you know?
But I don't know how if he's completely innocent, though. That's the
That's
thing.
the thing too. Like, let's say I told my girlfriend this. I was like, I don't know if he did it the way they're saying he did it. But then again, you hear Anon, you at the final podcast, you hear like the way he just pretty much says, you guys are gonna make up your mind anyway. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm gonna say I didn't do it or not, you're still gonna say what you wanna say. So it was really a heartbreaking letter
Right.
that you wrote. And
Oh yeah, I
him
like
crying,
that
almost crying
actually.
on the phone at one point, I was just like, man, oh man, I don't know. I don't think you could do this. There's no way in the world. I don't wanna say no way in the world, but if gun to my head, I would be like, nah. I think Jay
Yeah.
did it. Yeah.
But then that they and they never really question it in the show. It's like, okay, because I mean that yeah to me that was the logical conclusion. It's like, okay, he knows so much about it, and he knew certain key things. It's like, okay, he clearly was involved, and there is a chance that he just straight up did it. And so let's say he did it, why? And they
He
never
got
even
pissed at
speculate
Anon
like on that,
because I know he was
but
best
like,
friends with his girlfriend and some shit, and
but they weren't even together. That was the thing. It's like they had broken up, and like most everyone knew that they like, or yeah, most everyone knew that they were just straight up broken up. So it feels like this dude would know that, like, what is killing her due to Anon.
I don't know.
And that's where like there's still a lot of questions, and it's like there's like, oh, is he a sociopath? And I mean, I feel like maybe I need to research more like real life sociopaths more in order to get a better idea, because it doesn't feel like he is. And like when a lot of his reasoning and things when he's talking like in telephone conversations, a lot of it's the sort of shit like I could see, like it's really understandable. And he's more charismatic, and he's more understanding than I would ever be in that situation. Yet a lot of his mindset of like trying to talk, and then explain like, okay, this is where I'm coming from, and I can see, just sort of get ahead of it, and I can see like where you might, perceive what I'm saying as this, or like why what I would be saying would be covering for this, and all that stuff like made complete sense to me. It's like, okay, this guy's, he's smart enough to think about these things, and he mentions them, and it doesn't feel very much like, oh, I'm just trying to cover my tracks here. It just feels like, no, I can see where it's coming from, and I don't want to, present my case as this, and you think like, oh, well, then it could just be that. It's like, yeah, it could be that, and I acknowledge that it could be that, and he doesn't really have much to say in his defense as far as that goes, and I feel like that more than coming up with some bullshit where he could get like trapped in lies, or trapped in just his own bullshit, it rings more true than what he actually says. But because they're so often where it's like I would do this, and I would have done that, and maybe this, maybe that, and there's like just not enough.
No, I wish he knew who
Ah,
he
there's just not
was.
enough on his side. Yeah, like she said too, like, I wish like that would help a lot. Like, if you had like what if you had anything for that would have definitely have helped. And it's just there's so much there where it just feels like I don't think he did it, and yet I think he knows more than he lets on. Like, I feel like he didn't, at the end of the day, I feel like he didn't do it, and he wasn't involved in as much as, like, again, like he would be culpable in any way, but I feel like there's enough that he knows that could tie him down to it in a negative light, where it feels like he just doesn't want, he's not gonna reveal it at this point. But I don't know. Like, so one of the I'm sorry, you were gonna say something?
No, go on.
I should say one of the points they made was that, like, if the cops say, like, hey, what's up, like, she's not here, like, where were you, and all that stuff, like, that would be one of those things that would make you remember what happened that day. If like the cops give you a call, let me ask you, Jesse, like, what would that help you at all?
Remember? Like 15
Like, yeah,
years
like,
later?
would that be a significant thing? Well, I
Yeah,
mean,
what?
even at the time, he like you, not the 15 years later, but like, even,
At that
he's
moment?
interviewed or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would remember. That's just me, though. I don't know. I would like to say every normal person would be like, oh, yeah, I was at this place at this time doing this, But.
And see, I feel like I wouldn't have, like, I still don't have the time thing. And I've always, when I hear, like, especially like Law and Order stuff, would be like, oh, that time, yeah, I was doing this. It's like, for the most part, I don't keep track of my time that well. Like, did you know it's almost 10:30? Like, I didn't know that. Like, I don't know that. But I feel like I would have a better idea of what was going on that day, than he does. Like, he's so vague. It's like too vague.
Jeez, he's, I don't know. It was a good podcast. It was different though. Like, it was really cool to go through all that with the person who did it and everything. It was unique, and I thought when I came across it, I was like, man, Mark's gotta listen to this too. So,
Do you
season
think it
two
needs to
comes out.
be a podcast, though?
What? Do I need to think it's gonna be a podcast?
Yeah, like that format, like, could have just have
Yeah,
been in Rumble Show or.
could have been a show, but I liked that it was a podcast. That's what made it cool. What
Right.
meta, whatever how you guys say it. What meta with that? So,
Wait, how is that meta?
I don't know. I don't know how to use that word.
You're just using it. It
Yeah,
was
that's what
meta.
made it cool, though.
Gotcha.
Like, it was a podcast, not a show. Anyone could watch a show, but it was a podcast.
I just like it in this, because there was times when I was like listening to it and I wanted to, like, because I have it playing from my laptop and I'd be like playing a game or whatever, and then I wanted to like stop and like, wait, hold up, and I wanted to look at the screen on my laptop and say, like, what are they talking about? And then I realized, oh shit, no, it's
Yeah,
all
that's why
audio.
you can't play video games when you're listening to stuff. I do that a lot too, because when they would talk about high school, and I would remember something from high school or some shit, and I just start thinking about that time in high school, and I'd lose like at least 5 minutes from the show, and I'm like, oh wait, I gotta rewind.
Well, for me, it wasn't so much like losing time as much as like, I want to, all right, let me see some visuals on this, let me see some context on this, and then that's when I remember, like, nope,
Oh,
it's all just audio. And
I was just
I was
losing.
like, ah, oh,
I
fuck.
was losing where I was.
The only time it fucked me up was because the way I downloaded like almost all the episodes at once, and it would do this thing where like I would play it almost to the end, and then I'd go to the next episode. But sometimes I wouldn't catch the end of an episode, I wouldn't realize that it was ending, because then it would go right into like the previous episode, and so it'd start, and for like 2 or 3 minutes I'd be like, okay, episode. It's like, it sounds really familiar, like really familiar. It's like, oh, I just listened to this like an hour ago. I felt like an idiot when I was listening to it. Before we go into season two real quick, or the news of season two, there were a few interviews that came out after Serial
Yeah, Jay's
started
interview.
being
He had a big
released.
old interview with this mag or this website. It's all written though. It's not like on a podcast. So I was like, nah. I don't know. That's probably rude on my part, but I was just like, eh, I'll read it
I
later.
mean, I read it. And it's weird, like, I felt like the Serial did a better job of making me believe his story more, because, like, their whole response to the way he told his story, because they didn't record it, they probably couldn't, but, like, the way they were so, almost, like, so convinced by the story he was telling, they're like, it didn't feel like it's just something he's trying to tell to get off his back. It almost felt like more like he was saying, like, no, that's the way it happened, like, I can't believe people still don't, like, believe it. And he felt so convinced himself, and the way he's saying it with such conviction, it really left an impression on them, and in turn left an impression on me. It was like, oh my God. But then when I looked at that interview that he gave, and it just felt like this feels just like the same stuff from the show.
Yeah, it
Like,
was.
I don't feel like there's any
That's why
real.
read like a little bit of it too, and then like I was while I was drinking, like this is the same shit he was saying, whatever, and this is nothing groundbreaking.
Yeah, and it wasn't, and the thing was, even though it was the same stuff from the show, it wasn't like good or bad for him. Good in that it didn't feel like there's any more details here, any more conviction here that they mentioned before. So I wasn't inclined to believe it anymore. And while it's not bad that he's able to still believe all this stuff, but it still doesn't, you know, it didn't address like those inconsistencies earlier on. So it felt like, okay, he was still lying at some point, and we never know why he was lying the way he was, the way he would push certain things like the Best Buy that he'd always be pushing. It's like it was so implausible. Why would you do that? And those questions are still there even now to this day. And the conclusion that do you know the name of this lady who did the show?
Forgot her name, but Sarah. Yeah, Sarah.
Okay, so the conclusion she comes at the end was that like she couldn't say for sure that he didn't do it, and she felt so like mistrustful, because all right, I'm gonna be real here, Jesse. Felt like she was falling in love with this guy, like through the course of the series.
Yeah.
She would talk so nice about him, like, "Oh, I just like talking to you." When he asked, like, you know, "Why are you even doing this?" and stuff like that. It's like, this is getting a little weird here, guys. And it almost felt like she was fighting those feelings, like she was overcompensating for her personal like affection for the guy by not being like essentially by sticking in the middle. Which is, at the end of the day, is essentially what he was saying. It's like, let the audience make their own decision. Because her answer is still, at the end of the day, like, I don't think he did it, but maybe?
Yeah.
And it ends up being the same, but it's her essentially being like, I'm not going to take your, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do, Ednan, but I'm going to do that anyways, though, just in a different way.
Yeah, it's a cool show.
But yeah. So, what were you saying about season
2? Oh, they're having season 2 next year, so I don't know what it's going to be about. Hopefully it's about Roger Goodell. Whether you saw the tape with Ray Rice or not, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
You think there's enough on that?
Yeah, there's a whole... Dude, their whole investigation that they just released, the 76-page investigation with the NFL, is just... You could do a serial podcast on that shit.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know if it has enough, like, intrigue behind it, though. It does have
so much. You can unravel so much. Yes, it does. The NFL? If serial brings down the NFL, it'll be insane. But, I don't know. Let's go ahead and get into music and finish this off.
Not...
Childish Gambino dropped Sober. Yeah. And now that it's over, I'll never be sober. The video for it, and I loved it. His dance moves in the background, him trying to get on this girl, it was dope. Very fun, a very fun video. I think you wanted something on the beach.
Something on the beach? No, I
think you wanted something in the summertime. It was kind of dark, but that's how all his videos take place in that little diner.
I thought with 3000 he was like with a teddy bear doing stuff.
I don't know about that. I haven't
watched the 2005 video because it's like doing stuff with this teddy bear, and they're definitely not in that diner. But a part of it was because like the music drops out so often. It felt like,
oh, yeah.
This is one of those songs more than any of his other songs. For me personally, it felt like it could definitely get that appeal, that mainstream appeal, because it's just such a sing-songy and catchy thing that it feels like he's nipping that video audience in the bud. Like the same ones who, you know, boost Taylor Swift's new video to like 400 million views in a couple days, in a few weeks. And he, you know, his video was like almost a million around that first day or so. But I don't know. I just felt like it just didn't quite capitalize on it. Like there's one part in the video where he goes, like, the girl moves seats. She's up against the window, so the camera's, in essence, closer to them. And then he goes to the seat right behind her, and he starts singing the words of the song. And I loved that, because for whatever reason, it's like, yep, he's singing it. And it looks more like than almost any other video I'd seen recently, or feels like he's singing the song right there and then. And, you know, it's probably because he's able to emote with his face, you know, because he's, you know, the whole actor thing. And so it works that much better. But, like, what, 15 seconds after that, it immediately switched back to, like, the dancing and the whole, like, theme of the video. Which I do like one of the early things on, one of the earlier things in the video where, like, he's, you know, he's sitting in the little seat in this diner. And, you know, she's waiting for her order or whatever. He's like looking at her, and the way he like approaches her, I like that whole idea, because you know the whole song is like, oh, he'll never be sober again after this, you know, this love thing. And so he looks like a drugged out motherfucker like when he's approaching her, and like that, like his eyes are all black and stuff, and his hair looks just a little more unkept than it has been lately. And you know, I really dug that. I just feel like the video, I just feel like it was one of those Michael Jackson things where like the video took precedence over like the music.
Yeah, I don't know. I love the video. I haven't really liked the video in a really long time. So
like any video for any artist?
Yes, a couple of Sam Smith videos, but not enough where I was like, oh, replay that again. Sure. I find myself watching this video.
Really? Didn't it only come out like a week ago?
Yeah.
Excuse me, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think. What's the last, before this one, what's the last music video that you like that really caught your attention?
Kendrick's Backstreet Freestyle. And then before that was Jay-Z and Kanye with Otis.
Otis is really good. I'm not going to lie about that. I think, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think the timeline. All right, when did Swimming Pools, the video for that, come out? That's the thing. It's either between that or Gangnam Style. Because Gangnam Style is great, dude. What? You don't like Gangnam Style?
Are you going to tell me you don't like Gangnam Style?
No, I don't. I don't like Gangnam Style.
You're racist.
That's the only explanation. Because it's an amazing video song. Did you like Friday?
Gotta get down on Friday? No. What? No.
It's Friday. No, I guess you weren't a fan of that, huh? No Katy Perry singles or anything that get your video boat going?
Not since Firework, no.
With their Firework boobs or what? What's going on?
No, not since Fireworks. Like, no, the song, I haven't liked the Katy Perry song.
Oh, you haven't liked any of her songs since Firework? So,
except for maybe Dark Horse,
no,
maybe.
No, fuck Dark Horse. What about that ballroom one? Shit. No, I can't. I don't know what it's called. It's the one that came out like right before Dark Horse, I guess, or it came out like after Dark Horse, but like she was like ballroom dancing in it. Well, yeah.
You like Gangnam Style, so we can't talk about music ever again on this podcast.
You really don't like Gangnam Style,
and you also like Friday, so we can never talk about music on this podcast.
I actually don't like Friday. I just thought maybe you would because you like bullshit. Well. All right, dude. Well, I guess that's been Mixed Noise, episode 81.
Yup. Peace.